Do you find social media is a little more challenging for you because you identify as being introverted or you're shy or you just don't tend to have that raging out there personality that seems to get the most traction online? Have you decided that because of your personality type, of just who you are, that social media isn't necessarily the right platform for you? Well, if any of that resonates for you, I want you to pay attention to this week's episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast, because in it, I'm going to share with you how to be more magnetic on social media. Even if you're shy, you're an introvert, you feel like social media is made for all the loud people and the quiet people don't get a turn, whatever is coming up for you, I want you to listen to this episode because I think it's going to be really powerful. This is episode number 376, which means you can find all the relevant links and show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/376. Let's dive in, shall we? I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. So, if you are someone who feels like maybe social media isn't for you, I just want you to remember, first and foremost, that the internet was built by introverts for introverts. And so, if we think about the way that you had available to you, even 20, 30 years ago, to get in front of 10,000 people with your message, was far more confronting than it is today. So the internet has created this opportunity where you can write a beautiful article and share it online, and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people can read that article without having to have an interaction with you as a human being. So it's actually, if we think about what the true definition of introversion is, it's not about being shy or being an exhibitionist, right? Because you can have an exhibitionist introvert. So it's not about whether you like hanging out with people or not. It's actually where you get your energy from. So extroverts are energized by being in the presence of other people. Introverts are energized by solo time. So if you think about it that way, being able to run your business from home without ever having to go into an office of 20 other people is actually a benefit that we would argue is more beneficial for introverts than it necessarily is for extroverts. So I just wanted to just touch on that one first and foremost, because a lot of the time when people give me their reasons why they are not cut out for social media or why social media doesn't work for them, it's not because of the internet. It's not because of social media. It's because they're trying to use social media like an extroverted person, i.e. being on there 24/7, like being in interacting with other human beings all of the time, and that doesn't necessarily suit them. But the internet was built by introverts, and the internet is a powerful tool for introverts to be able to create the outcomes that they want in their business without necessarily having to do it the old-fashioned way of actually having real-life interactions with every single person that they want to know about their business. So that's the first one. Number two then is to remember that you are in control. You are in control about how much time you spend on social media. You are in control of how you show up on social media, whether you share your kids, whether you share about your personal life, whether you share your face. I'd love for you to share your face, but like you don't necessarily have to. Whether you share from your real name or whether you share from a pseudonym, you are actually in control of a lot of different things. And for a lot of people, the reason why they feel like social media is not for them or they're not cut out for social media is because they're trying to use social media following someone else's rules or someone else's boundaries or someone else's guidelines. But you are in control of everything you share. You are in control of how much time you give. You are in control of whether or not you answer people's questions. You are in control of the interactions that you have with others. You're in control of whether you engage with people who disagree with you or you just delete and block them. You are in control of all of that. And so that, I think, can also create this sense of, oh, okay, well, if I'm in control, then I need to make different choices about the way that I engage and interact on social media. Now, when I say you're in control, I do also want to acknowledge that you are not in control of people DM spamming you. You're not in control of bots. You're not in control of your audience. You're not in control of, a lot of the things that happen on social media, but you are absolutely in control of how you deal with them, how you approach them. I literally just wake up every morning and delete all the spam bot messages that I receive to my Facebook page, because at the moment Meta is really, really struggling with bot accounts pretending to be Meta. So I don't even read them. And I do that because I know that if there's something askew going on with my Facebook page, I won't hear about it in a messenger chat to my page. I will hear about it through my notifications on my profile, and I'll also hear about it in an email that matches the notifications on my profile. So even if I get an email from Facebook, which is very rare, but if I get an email from Facebook saying there's an issue with my account or there is an issue with my page or whatever it might be, I don't actually read that email in depth. I just go straight over to my Facebook on my app and I look at my notifications. If there's no notifications there that match what's in the email, then it's not a thing. So I'm in control though, right? So yes, I might get DM spams. I have a copy-paste reply that I send to anyone who spams me via DM. And it just asserts that that's not a consent-based way of operating. I don't engage in DMs with people who don't have my consent to DM me. If you would like to engage in my DMs with me, then I would suggest that in future, you ensure that you have informed consent. So on the receiving end of people wanting like, oh, hey, babe, you've got a cool business. Want to be friends? That kind of stuff. I'm not talking about people asking follow-up questions, the podcast episodes, or asking about what's going on in the group, those sort of things. Like, that's related to my business. And those people don't send me vague messages that pretend to be interested in who I am. And because social media is social, that we should all be friends with each other, blah, 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 right? So I am in control. I get to choose how I respond to that. I get to choose the time that I give to my socials. I don't give a lot of time to social media, and a lot of people are surprised by that, but I really don't. I use it personally here and there, like maybe, you know, 2 or 3 times a day, just to check in on friends or messenger threads that I'm in with a few friendship and family groups. But honestly, my business related time on social media is under 25, 30 minutes a day. 4 days a week now. It's not a lot. So I'm in control of how much time I'm giving to social media. And in fact, I would argue, as an extrovert myself and an exhibitionist and someone who loves social media, I could easily give 6 hours a day to social media and not resent it and not regret it. But I also know that's not the most effective use of my time. And I am very mindful of the time that I give to my business. And so I know that like 80% of the work is done in 20% of the time. And so my 20 to 25 minutes each day on socials is all I need to be able to really nail the strategies that I have selected for my social strategy. Now, number 3 piece of advice is to know yourself. Know what lights you up. Know what strengthens you. So what lights me up is being in teacher mode. And that really strengthens me. And so, regardless of whether someone is there live listening or not, doing Facebook Lives where I'm teaching something is one of the most powerful spaces that I can be in. What strengthens me is that feeling of being able to contribute to a conversation that's making a difference. What strengthens me is getting to know individuals deeply. And so, because I know those things about myself, I've built a social strategy that allows me the opportunity to do those things as much as possible. Now, a lot of people come to me and they say, well, the thing that makes me excited about social media is when people reply. Well, that's something you're not in control of, right? You're not in control of how many people reply. You're not in control of how many people are there live. You're not in control of how much engagement you get on social media. What you're in control of is your content, is how consistently you're there, is what mode you're in when you're showing up on socials. And so by focusing on what you have control over and showing up in that way more fully, you naturally become more magnetic and get more engagement. It might take time for that to snowball up and to create that momentum, but the more that you're showing up in your zone of genius, the more that you are showing up in a way that really strengthens you and lights you up, the more magnetic you become. And so that creates beautiful synchronicity between you showing up in your zone of genius and your audience showing up and engaging as well. Now, number four. Now, this is a big one. If you want to be more magnetic on social media, even if you're shy, you need to stop blaming social media. You need to stop blaming the algorithms. You need to stop blaming Zuckerberg. You need to stop blaming all the people who have control over Facebook and Instagram and all the other social channels. And you need to focus on your strategy. Stop blaming social media for all of your problems and start focusing on your strategy on social media. If you don't like social media that much, if you're that angry at social media, if you're that angry at the algorithm, don't use it. Don't use social media. But don't sit on social media complaining about social media. That's one of the worst things that you can do when it comes to creating magnetism as a business owner on socials. So either love and adore your social channels and your social strategy and what it is that you're doing, or don't. But if you don't love it, don't do it. It's as simple as that. The worst thing that you could do is convince yourself that you must be on social media even though you hate it, and then begrudgingly use social media every single day and absolutely detest your strategy, and you'll get no results from it anyway. And so then you'll just hate it and blame it and begrudge it more. That's just setting yourself up for misery. Why would you do that? Instead, make a decision. Are you on social media or not? Are you going to use it or not? If you are, how can you set yourself up to know who you are, know what lights you up, show up in that way, be in control of your strategy, and then stop blaming the algorithm, stop blaming social media for all of the problems that you're experiencing, and instead focus on what you can control. I know it's quite controversial to say that, but the problem's not the algorithm, it's you. It really is. And the more that you find ways to blame the algorithm and to blame social media for all of your problems and challenges, the longer you'll stay stuck and the longer you'll continue to see that really low engagement, because you're not magnetic when you're showing up in whinge mode. You're not magnetic when you're showing up in I hate this mode, I begrudge having to do this mode. Your audience can feel that energy, and we know that you don't want to be there. So don't be there. Or find a way to create a strategy that lights you up. Don't sit in the middle. Number five, love yourself sick. Love yourself sick. Sorry about the munchkin bark there. Won't edit that one out. It was just a little muff. I think she was actually dreaming. Love yourself sick. Now, that is something that for a lot of us is really difficult. And especially in the early days of social media, people who shared stuff that they liked about themselves, who took selfies, were considered to be narcissists, were considered to be so self-involved and self-obsessed. But actually, that's the pathway to being more magnetic on socials and to being more magnetic in life, is actually to love yourself. And so if you've got a bunch of blocks coming up about loving yourself, then you need to tenaciously find and clear those blocks out of the way. Because it's impossible for us to love you if you don't love you. You need to love yourself. Love yourself sick. Find ways to appreciate yourself. Find ways to talk yourself up, to adore yourself. It sounds wild to say it out loud, and it probably sounds wild to hear it, but it is your job. That's part of your job as a human being on this journey of life, is to find ways to love yourself. And when I say love yourself, I mean love yourself. Love how you sound, love how you speak, love your own work, love the sight of your face, love the videos you've created, love the brand that you're building, love the people you get to hang out with, love the way that you've created this amazing environment in which you get to thrive, love who you are inside and out, love every single facet of yourself. Love yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more magnetic you become. Love your introverted self. Love how shy you are. Love exactly who you are and what has led you to this journey of being this very individual listening to this very podcast episode. Love yourself. And then the final tip I have for you to be more magnetic on social media is to be consistently present so that you build trust and growth. So all other five are about you, are about what you are showing up, you, what lights you up, you're in control, all those pieces. When we come to how you show up on social media and create that magnetism, one of the most important things that you can be is consistent. Now, that consistency doesn't mean that you need to be on social media every single day. It means that your presence needs to be there every single day. So scheduling up a post every day onto your primary social platform is a fundamental, foundational way of building a social media presence. And yet, how many people still resist it? Oh, I can't show up every day. I can't have a post every day. Every day is too much. Every day. Absolutely every day. One post on your primary platform every day. That's so powerful. It builds reliability. It builds trust. It builds consistency. It builds momentum. It builds engagement. It gives you feedback on what people find engaging, what people don't find engaging. It also gives you practice in finding your voice, in sharing what makes you unique in the world, what makes your services unique. It creates space and opportunity for you to promote more consistently. All of those things make you more magnetic. The more I can trust you, the more I can reliably predict your behavior, the more I see you, the more I get to know you, the more magnetic you are to me, the more I want to know more, the more I want to dive behind the surface, beneath the surface. So this is your opportunity to create presence, to create momentum. Be consistent. Now, that might mean that you are on social media physically 4 days a week like I am, but you've got content scheduled up for most days, right? Like that's how you might do it. Or it might be that you create all of your content in advance, but someone else schedules it for you because that distribution piece can often get lost and someone else actually putting it onto socials for you can be important. But the more consistent you are on social media, the more people want to know more. They want to dive deeper. So creating that consistency is my big last tip on how to be more magnetic on socials, even if you are shy. Now, one of the big things that you might struggle with when it comes to posting and sharing on social media is, well, what do I say? What is my message? How do I actually find people? Well, I've got two great resources for you. Number one is my $0 Facebook marketing plan. It is a way for you to be able to create organic, consistent growth on social media without spending any money, and particularly on Facebook. A lot of it applies to Instagram as well, but it's mostly focused on Facebook. And the other one is my messaging, core messaging freebie. Now that is to help you know how to express what it is that you're doing and what you're sharing with the world in a way that resonates with your audience. So if you want to create resonant messaging, go and grab that messaging freebie. And if you particularly want to learn better social media strategy, I highly recommend you check out my $0 Facebook marketing plan. Both of those are available over with the show notes at tashacorbin.com/376. So make sure you go and check those out. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashacorbin.com today.